This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Residents of Galesburg and surrounding communities will soon be able to take advantage of services they need, all for the cost of their own labor. A time bank allows people to sign up to provide a special skill or service and connects them with those in need of it. They agree to do the work for an hour. In exchange, they get an hour's worth of a service they need. Peter Schwartzman says examples of skills that can be offered include teaching a language, cooking a meal, or completing tasks that some take for granted.
Knowing how to mow a lawn, how to rake leaves, I mean, that may not be considered a skill, but some people are not able to do that. Some people have never done that before. Some people may not, physically may not be capable.
Schwartzman teaches at Knox College. He's also the city's 5th Ward Alderman, and he's responsible for bringing the time bank concept to Galesburg. He says its success will be measured by the community it builds.
It's not just the number of people, but it's the number of connections they make, the exchanges they make. You can have 100 people in a community, but if they never talk to each other, then they're not going to know each other.
Schwartzman says the goal is to have 100 people in the time bank at the end of the year. Currently, 18 have signed up. Carly Kirvin of McQuan was one of 12 people who attended an informational meeting about the time bank. Kirvin says a lot of her questions were answered, but she's on the fence about signing up.
I can't say yay or nay one way or the other. For me, it may be a time issue. Just being a really busy person, can I really contribute that much? So that's my biggest reservation, but I'm going to look more into it.
Kirvin says she found jobs on the sign-up form that she could do for the time bank. Those include being a chauffeur for those who need a ride and being a tutor for kids. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.